Welcome, Dunaway, to episode 2 of Lost in Love. Today's episode discusses the aftermath of a breakup and discusses how frequent they are.
Speaking of breakups, we have plenty of scenarios that might occur after a breakup, along with the health conditions that one might exhibit during a breakup.
So, during our, search for just data on breakups and relationships in general, we found that most teenage relationships happened out of what people called puppy love, or basically it's when you get a flood of teenage hormones during adolescence and it makes it difficult for young people to tell the difference between slight attraction and real love. So we also found that this attraction, puppy love, was same thing, doesn't last. And according to the Teenage Relationship Facts and Stats, fewer than 2% of people marry their high school sweetheart in high school, think about middle school. When teens do get married, only about half of them make it to their 10-year anniversary. Xander?
Usually, after a breakup of just about any length of time, some teens may exhibit some or all of these behaviors I will list in a moment. Withdrawing to lick their wounds. Staying in bed all day. Crying all the time, exhibiting anger and aggression, self-harm, or harm to others. For teens with existing mental health challenges, additional support from a mental health professional may be necessary.
Now, don't let this following description alarm you, but just know it's real, so. Hypomania is a state of abnormally elevated energy, activity, and mood changes, and is a symptom of bipolar disorder and other health conditions. Now, you need to know this because in a study published in the Journal of Adolescent Mental Health, researchers found that the early stages of teenage love had similar effects as hypomania as compared to a control group who were not in a teenage relationship. Adolescents who were newly in love had more volatile or labile emotions, moving quickly from euphoria to despair.
Moreover, teens typically don't have the emotional maturity and communication skills to make it through the various speed bumps on the road to a long-term relationship.
So, not only do teenage relationships, as proven scientifically and with facts, don't last very long or at all, the after effects of them can be physical and can have an impact on your mental and physical health, but
as well as your social health. Back to what I said earlier about the withdrawing to lick your wounds. Back to what I said earlier about withdrawing to lick their wounds and other things similar to that. When a person's social health is affected, it can be affected by the different feelings and emotions, and all of these are caused by hormones within the teenage body. See, falling in love releases the hormones oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline. All these neurochemicals moving through the body can trigger or heighten mood swings, negative emotions, confusion, obsessive thinkings, and possibly overwhelm somebody. And seeing your friend go through all of this makes it hard for you to sympathize with how they are being affected.
So, basically, when someone gets broken up with or gets their feelings all up in a bunch, the people around them, their family and their friends, can sense it, since they're hurt and despair, and it can have a negative impact on people around them because they show concern.
From what I can see, yes.
Well, folks, thank you for listening.
Goodbye.
Teenage love and relationships. What parents can expect. Newport Academy. Newport Academy Press and Accreditation, February 26, 2024. Accessed on January 16th of 2025. The intro song used in this podcast is Color Me Blue by Akane, which you can find in the album Mellow Moon, which this song and album can be found on YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, and many more musical platforms. Thank you. Enjoy.